Good evening, everyone. So I'd like to just introduce myself. My name is Siddharthan Chandran. I'm a local neurologist. I'd also like to say just how very pleased I am and indeed privileged to again, the fourth time, have the honour of introducing our very distinguished speaker tonight, Professor Patrick Brunden, who will give the fourth lecture, if I'm right, in the Edinburgh Parkinson's series. This will be the 2015 lecture. Before I say a few words by way of introduction, I'd like to take this opportunity also to acknowledge the fantastic visions, commitment and organisation that the local Edinburgh Parkinson's branch have shown over these last few years in bringing together this event. I cannot exaggerate my admiration for what you're doing, and I hope that we in the university and the NHS can work with you to do even more. And you don't work alone, clearly. You've had fantastic support from Parkinson's UK, and we have key members here from there. I mean, there are two ways that perhaps this is evident, the impact of your vision in hosting these lectures. I mean, the first of all is obvious just looking around this room. This room's a very big room and it's pretty full. I don't know what the exact numbers are, but there's at least 200, if not 250 people in here, which is terrific. This is a rare Scottish evening where the weather is fine. And so to have this number of people in here deprived of vitamin D when we never get it anyway is remarkable. And I think that says a lot about you as well, Patrick, that they are here today. But it's also who's here. We have patients, we have carers, community supporters, organisers, I think there are clinicians, scientists. I see Tilo. Tilo, I think you'll all acknowledge, has done a fantastic job. It's a brilliant example of a scientist engaging with patients and working with and for patients. So again, you know, Tilo, I tip my hat to you. The other reason, an example for why this is such a brilliant meeting, is just think about the sort of speakers you have been able to draw here. This is the fourth Edinburgh Parkinson's lecture. The first was 2012, Patrick. That was Roger Barker, who you know very well. 2013 was Ray Chowdhury from King's, who you will also know. Last year, 2014, was Anthony Shapiro. I mean, that's a pretty quality cast. But today we have, I think, excelled ourselves by having Patrick Brunden. He's our first international speaker. I say that advisedly because the other three speakers are, of course, all from England. Okay, but let's just accept for the moment we're all together. So Patrick is now from Grand Michigan, USA. But in some ways, Patrick, we could also consider as one of our own. Because what I hadn't realized until today is that Patrick, in his youth, and I know he looks very youthful even now, but in his real youth, he did his international baccalaureate, the equivalent of A-levels, here in the UK at Atlantic College. So you're one of ours as well. So Patrick, as is the way with distinguished speakers, has had a fantastically and continues to have a fantastically important and distinguished career. He's an MD, PhD, or clinician scientist, as we might call them here. He got his PhD in 88 and then his MD in 1992, and is very much a product and part of the Lund School of Neuroscience. And Lund, for those of you who may not know, have been the absolute pioneers in some of the most important research in the field of cell transplantation and Parkinson's disease, but also with huge impact across the piece. And in that sense, Patrick's contributions, perhaps the standout ones of Patrick may have a different view, around his contributions to our understanding of the role of cell repair in Parkinson's disease, but also other related diseases like Huntington's disease. Patrick was pivotal and involved in the very earliest pioneering clinical trials. But another thing he did, and this is the benefit of having a very careful mind, is, and it's a brilliant example of reverse translation, is in the early 2000s, it was Patrick's group who made a very important discovery that in some patients who had had transplants with grafts, fetal grafts, those grafts had acquired signs of Parkinson's pathology called Lewy bodies. This is a very important observation because it suggests some sort of transmission from the host to the graft. And that in turn has led to a huge amount of research into trying to get at what is the nature of potentially spread of disease in Parkinson's, in other words, the spread of synuclein. And that is a large part of Patrick's ongoing work in his new position, which is, as I've alluded to earlier, in the States at Grand Michigan. So he moved from Lund to Grand Michigan, USA, 3 years ago, initially had a joint appointment, and he now holds the Van Andel Professor or Chair in Parkinson's research, but also has a very important organizational role in being the director of this fantastic new, very generously funded research institute, which is targeting neurodegenerative diseases, and I guess Parkinson's is the spearhead for that. So you all didn't come here to hear me speak, so it's with very great pleasure I introduce Patrick Brundin, our distinguished lecturer for tonight. Thank you. Thank you.